What's your experience with bevacizumab combined with chemotherapy and ovarian cancer in terms of tolerability issues?
Right. So the most common serious adverse event is hypertension. I actually have all my patients who start on an anti-VEGF therapy monitor their blood pressures at home. Remember, I come out of OBGYN. We in the department have pregnant patients. Pregnant patients monitor their blood pressures at home for preeclampsia. So we have this whole system, and we started this years ago. And then we're pretty aggressive in treating these patients with hypertension, and I treat them myself. I don't send them to the internist. The last thing I want is for them to get malignant hypertension, posterior reversible encephalopathy syndrome, have a seizure. How you treat hypertension, generally it's an ACE inhibitor or a calcium channel blocker. I'm kind of an ACE inhibitor guy, lisinopril, 10 a day starting. But the real serious one is not the hypertension because we can control it. It's not the proteinuria. It's not the wound healing. It's not even the bleeding, which are generally just nosebleeds. It's the GI perforation. And GI perforation is related to the number of lines of therapy. So that's why bevacizumab is only limited to second and third line, because when you get to fourth and fifth and sixth line, those patients are at higher risk of GI perforation. In one study, it was 11%. And also patients who have inflammatory bowel disease, okay, are not good candidates for bevacizumab. And then if you're using it up front, patients who have had a lot of intestinal surgery and anastomosis are not good candidates. So my experience has been good, but this is still a dangerous medication. It still causes serious adverse events. And some patients, you can't get their hypertension controlled, and the discontinuation rate, you know, can be as high as 15 to 20% if not managed aggressively.